Video: fans wonder whether former NHL player killed by freak accident or intentional assault with skates. By Warner Todd Houston on October 30, 2023. The South Yorkshire Police are continuing their investigation into the death of US hockey player Adam Johnson, who suffered a slice to the neck from the skate of an opponent. Johnson died from severe blood loss on Saturday after being struck in the neck by the skate blade of Matt Peatgrave of the Sheffield Steelers in the UK's Elite Ice Hockey League, EIHL. The league deemed it a freak accident after Johnson died at a local hospital. On Monday, South Yorkshire police officials said, "Our officers remain at the scene carrying out inquiries, and our investigation into the circumstances surrounding the incident remain ongoing." The Sheffield City Council told the public that its health and safety team is assisting the police. Councillor Joe Auden added, "Firstly, our thoughts are with Adam's family, friends, and teammates at this very sad and difficult time. Our health and safety team is helping South Yorkshire Police with their investigation and will assist wherever necessary," he said. According to the Daily Mail, Peatgrave is distraught and has been receiving vile messages online. Johnson, 29, an undrafted NHL player with the Pittsburgh Penguins from 2018 to 2020, only joined the Nottingham Panthers a few months ago. His fiancée, Ryan Wolfe, is despondent, writing, "I'll miss you forever and love you always," the BBC noted. In response to the accident, the AIL warned players to wear neck guards on the ice, a safety feature already required by leagues in Finland and Sweden. Despite the investigation, though, one UK legal expert told Newsweek that it is unlikely that Peatgrave could face manslaughter charges. "From what I have read on the news, it seems very unlikely the CPS, Crown Prosecution Service, would prosecute for manslaughter. You need either gross negligence, a really large departure from normal standards of care such as to justify criminal liability, or an unlawful and dangerous act, the latter only likely if, for example, there had been a pretty flagrant breach of the sports rules," said Nicola Lacey, professor of law, gender and social policy at the London School of Economics and Political Science. "If it was really a freak accident, neither of those tests would be met. And the CPS can only prosecute where there is a realistic chance of conviction," Lacey added. The police are also trying to tamp down the situation. "We would encourage the public to avoid speculation regarding the incident while we continue our inquiries," police officials said. However, on social media, fans did not hold back from speculating. On the other hand, others believe the tragic act could have been an accident. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.